Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of November 2017. Supreme Court has sought the response of centre and the governments of Punjab, Delhi and Haryana on measures taken to counter smog and pollution choking the national capital and surrounding areas. Supreme Court, while upholding dismissal of a bus driver from service of Uttarakhand Transport Corporation, has observed that acts of corruption misappropriation cannot be condoned, even in cases where the amount involved is meager. Supreme Court has raised a question whether the constitutional scheme on division of executive powers between the centre and the states can be made applicable to the Union Territory of Delhi. Supreme Court has sought response from the centre over a plea to regulate the flow of Bitcoin and ensure that this virtual currency be made accountable to the Exchequer. Supreme Court has directed the non-institutional directors of infrastructure firm Jayaprakash Associates Limited, JAL, to appear in person before it next week and furnish details of their personal assets. Bombay High Court has reiterated that under the Evidence Act there is no provision to seek leave for leading secondary evidence and directed the circulation of the judgment to every civil judge in the state of Maharashtra. Delhi High Court has quashed an order directing admission of a thalassemic student to MBBS course at Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha University. Delhi High Court has termed the need for more buses in the city a grave urgency and said the AAP government needed to address it on a war footing. Delhi High Court has sought a status report from the AAP government to find out how they intend to deal with the issue of snatching after a public interest litigation was filed stating that these incidents have increased by six-folds in the national capital.